This is Bob Burney, and I welcome you back to a very special prayer event at the Southern Baptist Convention in Columbus, Ohio. We rejoin this special call to prayer as Southern Baptist President Ronnie Floyd continues his prayer of repentance.
Draw that circle. Pray as Pastor Jack challenged. God, may tonight change my life. May tonight change my ministry. May tonight change my church. May tonight be the beginning of changing the country. But it all starts with me and with you. Oh God, we humble ourselves. We turn from sin tonight. We turn to God. Do a fresh work in us tonight. Join me in agreement tonight. God, do a fresh work in us tonight. And Lord, as we continue in this moment of repentant prayers, as others come to pray out loud, we join them in agreement over everything they confess on behalf of ourselves, our churches, our convention, our country. And so right now, all of you, please join in agreement of prayer as these prayers of repentance are prayed out loud by people tonight.
10 individuals approach the podium, male, female, black, white, old, young, some pastors, some laymen. None were introduced or recognized. They simply prayed.
Well, God of heaven, when you yourself have called us to humble ourselves and cry out to you as the greatest means of accelerating your kingdom, and we have ignored you, oh, precious Father, forgive us for the great pride that causes prayerlessness in our churches. Yes. Forgive us, oh Lord, and cleanse us. We repent of the sin of prayerlessness.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, please forgive us for the sin of division. We ask for your forgiveness that we've so often seen one another competitively and critically. Lord, have mercy upon us. By the blood of Jesus, wash us clean that the world may see Christ in us. We pray, Lord, that we'll increasingly look like heaven, even cross-culturally, Lord, intergenerationally. Have mercy upon us in Jesus' name.
Father, forgive us for failing to believe the gospel enough to use it to change the world. Forgive us for replacing it with so many other things. Forgive me and forgive us, every pastor, for failing to lead and equip our people to boldly share. Father, forgive us for ignoring the Jerusalem in our communities, for allowing the intolerable that our neighbors have never heard about you. Lord, if we don't tell them, no one will. In Jesus' name, we repent and return to the priority of sharing the gospel now.
Father and our God, many of us in this room have given into criticism and distrust of each other. God, we ask your forgiveness and that you would renew us, revive us, restore us so we can fall in love with you, fall in love and trust each other, so we can impact the lostness in this city, this state, this nation, and this world. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, our lack of cooperating together has hindered the work of the Spirit.
Yes.
As we have grieved Him, as we have quenched Him, God, forgive us. Our lack of cooperating, God, has hindered the witness of the saints as people have seen believers, rather than walking together in unity, divided by differences. God, forgive us. And Lord, our lack of cooperating together has hindered the will of our Savior, who is not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
Yes.
And God, may that begin here tonight with us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Gracious Father, I am begging for your mercy tonight. Oh God, we admit that we have been acting as arrogant followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been so selfish and loving. Oh God, even in our churches, there is no urgency to proclaim the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, have mercy upon us tonight. In Jesus' name I pray.
Abba, Father, we ask you to forgive our nation for the sin of abortion. Lord God, you are the giver of life. You are the creator and the sustainer, and you create every person in your image. And Lord, just as the righteous blood of Abel cried out to you, we know that the righteous and innocent blood of 57 million children cries out to you.
Yes.
God, forgive us. God, draw us to repentance as a nation and to the confession that will lead to healing. Oh, Father, have mercy.
Yes.
Intimate God and Father, we confess the sin of sexual perversion on every level, oh God. And Lord, we have called good bad and bad now good. And we ask you, God, to rescue the refugees of this sexual revolution who stagger in our streets and our cities. Oh, God, who are hungry and thirsty and will never be satisfied until they find the grace and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And forgive us, oh, God, for holding up their sin above our own. We are all stained and all desperate and all needy for the cleansing blood of Jesus. Oh God, revive our hearts, revive and restore purity to our church, to our people,
yes,
that we would once again proclaim a glorious gospel.
Amen.
By the grace and the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh
yes.
God, we groan with your Holy Spirit. We groan today and ask, oh God, for moving power from on high. Have mercy on us in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Father, our hearts are grieved at the disintegration of the family unit in our culture. We pray that through a fresh move of your Spirit, the hearts of fathers and mothers would be turned to their children, and the hearts of children, many of them prodigals, would be turned to their parents as well as to you. We pray that mercy, agape love, and forgiveness would flow freely among our families, and that you would restore broken relationships and broken vows through the healing power of your Holy Spirit and the wisdom of your word. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Padre, continuamos en tu presencia y te queremos pedir perdón porque hemos colocado los números, las estadísticas, los programas y los ministerios antes de lo que más te interesa a ti, el perdido, el extranjero, el enfermo, el desnudo. Espíritu Santo, levanta en nosotros pasión por Dios y por la proclamación de tu palabra a toda criatura, solamente para tu gloria. En el nombre de Jesús oramos. Amén.
Yes. And we repent tonight of all racism and prejudice coming together in the gospel. Listen to these testimonies, to these calls, and watch on this stage. And he who has an ear,
Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
What followed was one of the most powerful times in the entire evening. As representatives from the African American community, the Asian community, Hispanics, Native Americans, and whites gathered in individual groups on the platform, and a representative from each group prayed, and then they came together as simply brothers in Christ.
People talk about racial reconciliation. All over the nation, people get nervous. For the Bible calls us as Christians to be ministers of reconciliation. We are called to help men and women, boys and girls, get right with Almighty God. For the issue really is not skin, but it's sin. We are called to be an ocular demonstration and a pictorial illustration of incarnational truth, tabernacling on 2 feet, that we might call a lost and dying world to repentance, that we might stand up and be the people of God. You see, beloved, when our political ideology or even our cultural ethnicity is elevated over our biblical authenticity, it snatches our prophetic voice right out of our mouth. That's why our nation is filled with pimps and puppets rather than prophets. I'm calling the nation today for a greatest commandment revival, because inextricably linked up in how I feel about God is how I feel about you. The Bible says that the Gideon indicator that we pass from death unto life is that we love the brethren. It's time that red and yellow, black and white, who are all precious in his sight, come together and stand up and be the people of God, because Jesus is coming soon. The Bible says a trumpet's gonna sound and the dead are gonna get up, and then we that are alive and remain are going to be caught up.
Yes,
Raphael, you and the Latin will be caught up to meet him in the air. Why don't you rise up? It's time for us to be the people of God.
Amen.
The greatest need of our nation is repentance. Repentance over our sins of a racial and a social injustice. This is a time to pray individually and collectively. Our Asian American churches join in unity, together with our fellow Southern Baptists, in repenting and seeking God's forgiveness, that Christ may bring racial reconciliation and a healing to our land. In August 1806, 5 students from Williams College in Massachusetts took shelter from a rainstorm in a nearby haystack. There they prayed for the evangelism and the missions. The Haystack Prayer Meeting came to be recognized as one of the great historical markers of the Second Great Awakening. And a monument stands there today to mark the birthplace of world missions in America. Why can we not experience another spiritual awakening today? Indeed, cultural storms have come upon this land, watering the seeds of a mistrust, hatred, and a discord. Let us cry out to the one who can calm any storm, our Lord Jesus Christ. May this national call to prayer begin a prayer movement that will usher in the next great awakening. Are you willing to pray for revival? Amen. Our land needs a revival from the God's Spirit. Amen.
Is it possible that a woman or a person that saw the mighty hand of God deliver them in Egypt, that saw the Red Sea open, that participated in praise because of God's redemption, be the same person that also despised the wife of Moses because she was a Cushite? What's that? It's discrimination. She despised her because of the color of their skin. She despised her because she belonged to a different race. Yet when we look at the reasons for why deacons began in the first century church, it was because of the discrimination that was taking place in the ranks. It was the Jewish widows that had been Hellenized and began to be mistreated, maybe because they didn't speak Hebrew, or maybe because they had an accent. Yet I'm telling you that even Peter, God had to interrupt his prayer time because there was still deep prejudice in his life. And God had to bring a sheet of unclean animals and tell him, kill and eat, because God had indeed cleansed the very people that he didn't want to go to. Do you realize that early in my ministry, I had to come to the realization that I had misunderstood the Great Commission? I thought that I should only be reaching Hispanics for Christ. And I had to come to a point of repentance and say, God, forgive me for what I've done. Yet it's real in our churches. You can have a church that is very generous in its missions giving, yet that be the same church that when an ethnicity takes over that neighborhood, they begin to study how they can get out. I'm saying it's time to repent.
Amen. All of us in here tonight, those of us that have been born again, we've been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Red or yellow, black or white, we are all brothers in Christ.
Amen.
I asked my group, I just didn't select all Native Americans because I wanted to let you know that I have Caucasian friends. I have African American friends who are brothers in Christ to me, who pray for me, who love me. And I am so glad that we have come to a time like this, that God has brought our convention to be the spearhead in an effort that will not only be a national effort, but will be a global effort. That we let all people know that we stand together.
Amen.
We are God's people. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
We have one Father. The Lord Jesus Christ has saved us. We are going to one heaven. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one
yes.
God and
Amen.
Father of all, who's above all and through all and in all.
Yes.
Hallelujah to
Glory
his
to
name.
God.
Let us work together for the kingdom, that people will come and know the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. Whether they're Native American, Hispanic, whether they're African American or Haitian, or wherever they may come from, let them know that we stand together as God's people. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God.
In my Sunday school, that little song came marching. Red and yellow, black and white. But when the first black man walked in our church, when I was a boy, people left. I had to sign a basketball scholarship to play junior college before I learned to reach out to my brother. I went to a huddle in a basketball game. I'll never forget it. Freddie Whittemore from Kentucky. We stood five men with our lungs on fire, each taking a suck out of that bottle of water. I stood next to Freddie. He's almost 7 feet tall. He took his long drink and then he handed it to me, and my life froze. I'd never had a drink after a black man. God taught me in a moment that I had to reach across the aisle in love.
Yes.
Luke 12 says to my group that's here, we're the white guys in this crowd, to whom much is given, and we've been given much. Much is required. We all have to do it. But it starts with us. Because much has been given to us. So I don't mean to grandstand, and I don't mean this anyway, but Kay Marshall, come give me my hug, buddy.
Amen. Yes.
I love you, brother. I love you.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Blessed be the name
of our Lord.
Yes, sir. May God be praised. I want you to watch what's happened on this stage tonight. Because in a moment, we're going to get into huddle groups all over this auditorium. What that means for those of you at home or in the church, it means you get in a small group of people. If you're by yourself, that's pretty small. That'll do. But I want to share with you tonight, I want you to watch what's about to happen on the stage. They come together. Prayer brings people together. We repent tonight of all racism and all prejudice. And tonight, in Jesus' name, we come together as one family. And we do it because of the blood of the Lamb of God who died for the sins of the world. And tonight, I want us to stand all over this auditorium. And as you stand, I want you to find a group of 7 or 8 people that I'm about to lead you. Just turn and find your 7 or 8 right now. Get comfortable. You don't have to hold hands. You just get in a circle. But get in a circle of people. All right, you're in your circle. Are you listening? We're here to pray. Each group tonight on this stage and each group tonight over here, I'm going to ask that one person in that group, each one of these groups, I'm going to ask you, one person in each group, just one, and everybody else agrees in prayer over what he is praying or she is praying. And here's what you're going to pray about for the next 90 seconds to 2 minutes. You're going to pray for personal and church repentance and reconciliation. You're going to repent of all racism and prejudice and determine we're going to be reconciled together in Jesus' name. Someone pray in each group right now.
This is Bob Burney, and you've been listening to a very special presentation of a nationwide call to prayer at the Southern Baptist Convention in Columbus, Ohio. On behalf of the Salem Media Group, we would like to say a very special thank you to the Southern Baptist Convention for making this audio available today. This is a nationwide call to prayer that goes far beyond the Southern Baptist Convention, and all of us at Salem pray that you will take this call to prayer in a very personal way to your family, to your own individual life, to your church. Thank you for joining us.